Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 149. So I'm going to keep this episode super short, shorter than usual, because the idea behind this episode is I want to help you simplify your life a little bit. And I say that all the time, I recognize that, but I really mean it in this case. I think the most impactful thing you can do in your life is to simplify it, to simplify what you do, who you hang out with, who you date, what you do each day, and most importantly, what you allow in your head and in your heart. And believe it or not, this is a fun fact for you. You have control over what you allow to occupy space in your head and what you give your energy to. Like you do, you really, really do. And I think we can all make more of a commitment right now to only allow certain things in our hearts. I think you can simplify your life by only allowing two things in your heart. You can make a decision to say either I love or I don't care. Those are the two options. Either I love or I don't care. And I think in life you can approach people, situations, strangers, your career, everything with an attitude of either I love or I don't care. And I know that sounds overly simplistic at a glance and like potentially apathetic. So hear me out here. I'm going to break this down in the only way I know how to with some logic. But I think that the impact of this mindset is super, super powerful. When you make decisions, when you give your emotions out, when you give your energy out after asking yourself that question, do I love or should I not care? Then literally you have no capacity for hate. Hate is not part of that equation. And man, I just think that that's the most freeing thing you can do for yourself, to rid yourself of the hate that we all kind of naturally carry around with us. So that's my message for this short podcast, to give yourself two options, either love or just don't care. Have no capacity for hate. And I think this idea, it's a mindset really, this conscious way to make decisions, it has the power to transform your life. I think it's that powerful. It has the power to put an end to the way that we all naturally allow hate to occupy space in our hearts. The idea here, again, being that you can look at yourself as you're living, as you're reacting to things and people and situations, as you feel yourself becoming emotional or frustrated or stressed, and you ask yourself, should I love or should I just not care? And I think if you give yourself those two options, literally those two options, and ask yourself that question, should I love or should I not care? Then the alternative, hate, it's like gone. It's out of the picture. Poof. It's nowhere to be seen. And I know that life obviously isn't that simple. It's not as simple as loving or not caring. There's obviously so many emotions in between and so many scenarios where this might not apply. But I think you should hear me out here, because I recognize that, I really do. But this whole mindset is aimed at doing one thing, and that's removing hate from your heart. And I've found this to be really effective in my life at doing that, removing hate from your heart. And growing up, I always remember my mom would always like scold me when I used the word hate. Like if I said just even something simple like, oh, I hate Mrs. Brown's history class, or I hate her, or I hate coach, like he made me run today, I hate him. She'd always say to stop, like don't say that, you don't mean that. And if I had to express myself to say something like dislike, I dislike Mrs. Brown's history class or whatever. And even though that seemed so silly and irrelevant at the time, like I've really come to realize the use in not saying the word hate, much less actually hating something or allowing hateful emotions to control you. Hate. Like I define hate as just like a dark, negative energy. It can be envy, it could be jealousy, it could be mockery, resentment, anything like that. That's hate. And it's not the way we're meant to live. We should not be living with those kinds of emotions in control of us. And I think you would agree with this. I think you know firsthand how hate affects you. Like it blinds you. It makes you tense up. Your heart beats faster. Your skin kind of tingles. You're irritable. You frown. You close off. It's just not the vibe that you stand for. And I think we could all agree it doesn't feel good. But again, the reality of being human is that, you know, we just naturally allow this to happen. We do it like inadvertently. I think it's important to realize that it doesn't make you a bad person to feel these emotions that I just described. I do all the time. It's natural. It's normal. It's emotional. But I think if you want to be happier in your life, if you want to truly build a life that is yours and yours alone, then you have to find a way, some way to free yourself from those emotions. You have to make a decision to be able to consciously stop yourself from allowing those emotions to take over when you feel them coming on. And I think the solution, super simple solution, is what I just described, that you should give yourself two simple choices, either love or don't care. And again, hate isn't part of that equation. So I'll break this down here, love or don't care. So love, man, what is love? Now, this is similar to how I define hate to encompass all kinds of negative feelings. You know, love is similar. I'm not saying love in a sense like I love you, like snuggle up with me, hold my hand and tell me you love me. I'm simply talking about love in like more platonic sense, like compassion, empathy, cheerful celebration, kindness. This is like a warm feeling, right? And it's the opposite of hate, certainly. It's like smiling instead of worrying, being compassionate over judging, just empathy over hate, everything over hate. That's love. And no, this is coming from me. Again, I'm not a live, laugh, love kind of guy, really. I do keep my emotions somewhat close. I'm a bit reserved, but you know, I'm man enough to say that I think you need to love more. You need to love more. There, I said it. But not in the sense like, not in like Brick in Anchorman, who's like, I love desk, I love lamp, just like throwing it out like that. I think you can make a decision to love the things and people that matter to you, to look through a lens of love rather than hate. And the way to take hate out of the equation is to either love or not care, to simplify your options. By making those two, the only choice you have to make. So on the flip side, know also that you don't have to care about everything in life. You could say, I don't really care, and walk away. And again, this isn't in some apathetic, if it doesn't affect me, I don't care kind of way. Like, not at all. Not at all, not at all. And I've talked about it before, but it's in the sense that you don't have to give your energy away to people, things, situations, whatever, that don't deserve it. You can reserve that energy for the people and things that do deserve it. You can say, you know, right now I don't have the capacity to love. I don't have the energy to commit to this or that. So I'm going to take a step back, and I'm just not going to care right now. It's not vindictive. It's not mean. It's not apathetic. It's just protecting your energy. And that's a decision I think you can consciously make time and time and time again. And again, nowhere in any of this conversation is hate. There's no option for hate in this. It's either love or you don't care. And I think this is really powerful, because in life I've learned that in general, like, we don't want to hate. We don't. It doesn't feel good, to my point. And it literally only serves one purpose, and that's to hold us back. Like, we don't want this. It's our humanness talking that forces us to do this. Like, in life, you want to get over your ex. Of course you do. You want to move past feeling shitty when your boss drives you nuts. You want to get over those emotions of your friend betraying you or whatever. Just random scenarios. Like, you want to move on. You don't want to harbor hate or resentment. Like, you don't want to. And you know that. But we're human. And the reason we don't is because we allow that hate to stay in our heart. And even if we try to forgive and move on, like, we don't really do it because we still harbor those emotions. So that's why I think this mindset is so powerful, because it recognizes that to let go of pain, resentment, jealousy, you have to remove hate from your heart. You have to find a way to do that. Like, I look at myself, I look around me, and I think to myself all the time, like, wouldn't it be cool if you literally weren't able to hate? Like, if that wasn't an emotion that we were able to have, like, your only two reactions were that of love, like kindness, compassion, empathy, or you just didn't care. Like, it just wasn't a big deal to you. Man, I always think that would be the coolest thing in the world. Like, how that would change our relationships, how it would change the world, frankly, everything. It would mean you're just so much more in control of how you live and how you react. It would mean that for the most part, your heart is just filled with warm, feel good kind of emotions. And then everything else, it's like, it's cool, man. You observe, you appreciate, you're respectful, but you don't allow those things or those people into your heart. You're like, not right now, boss. Like, the door's closed, and the door stays closed until you open it. I think that's how we should strive to live. Hate, again, not being any part of that equation. It's either love or I don't care. And I say this not from a place of preaching, but like, I really do think that life is too short to harbor hate in our hearts. It's too short to hold grudges, to resent people, to be jealous, to be spiteful. Ugh. Like, you know, those feelings don't sit well with you, but we just naturally revert to them. They're normal. They're natural, again, but they only end up hurting you. They make you cynical. They close you off. All these bad things that you're very well aware of. And I think you know that your life would be better off without those feelings, without hate in it. You don't want to feel jealous. You don't want to resent. Those are just reactions born of past experiences, and most importantly, just being human and allowing your emotions to control you. But again, I think you're more in control than you might realize. And while I'm completely realistic and knowing that you're not going to remove those feelings from your life completely, you're human, but you can make an effort to approach life with this mindset, a more simple mindset, to ask yourself, should I love or should I not care? Should I love or should I not care? Hate is not an option. Like, for example, I'll give examples from my life. I think I've mentioned this before on a podcast, but like, I dated a girl for a long time here in Chicago, and then like, poof, one day up and she was gone, like bags packed, gone. Haven't seen her since. And at the time, like, it was so easy to hold resentment, hate, like those negative feelings in my heart. And I did for a long time, but I realized later that I could choose to not care anymore. And that's where I am today. Like, that's where I've evolved to come. Like, I simply don't care. I've taken the perspective from that experience, what I've learned from that experience, and I value it. But like, right now, it's like, I don't care. And it feels really good to be free of those feelings, that hate that I used to allow to live in my heart. You know, do I love? No. Do I not care? Yeah, I don't care. You know, there's no hate in that scenario, and it feels really good. Of course, if I can go back in time when all this was happening, I wish I would have asked myself, Case, should you love or should you not care? And while it wouldn't have been easy in that moment to choose not caring, I think I would have been so much more aware, at least, of my options than letting my heart default to just feelings of hate and resentment and frustration. So I didn't really live this mindset in that moment, but like, I used it currently to heal from that experience. Or here's another example where I actually lived the mindset like in the present. This was like 6 years ago or so. One of my closest friends and I got into what I'd call a bit of a misunderstanding over a relationship. And I won't go into detail, but we ended up like very heated towards each other. And I remember being like very emotional in the situation. And without realizing it, I lived this mindset. Like, I asked myself in a roundabout way, like, should I choose love towards my friend, or should I just like, I don't care, and just like nope out of there? And I chose love. I chose empathy. I chose to work it out with my friend. I chose to see the situation from his perspective, to humble myself, and we worked it out. Again, the alternative, not caring, like, it wasn't right here, but those are my two options. And again, nowhere in that scenario was hate. I didn't put, should I hate this guy? He's such an asshole. Like, I didn't put that on the menu. It wasn't there. It was, should I love my friend, my guy, or should I just not care? And I chose love in that scenario. And that felt really good to not let feelings of anger or resentment even be a possibility or get the best of me. I asked myself, should I love or should I just not care? And the answer was easy when I approached it like that. It was so simple. So that's all I'm saying here, that in life, you should just try this mindset, that the next time something happens in your life, the next time you get denied a promotion, you're ghosted, a relationship falls apart, your business isn't doing well, someone yells at you, your friend is annoying you, or someone's disappointing you, take a moment of calm, take a step back and ask yourself, should I love or should I not care? Ask yourself that as often as you can and try to do it fast. Like, do it before your humanness kicks in and reverts to those hateful feelings. And I know this might sound cliche and like fairy dust kind of feel good kind of thing, but I really do think you could simplify your life so much this way. You can choose to look at your life and your emotions through a lens that just doesn't allow for hate. And while it sounds lofty, I think the result of this is something you're familiar with. It's like the feeling you have when you see a baby, or when your friend gets married, or after like a long run and you feel great, or just like seeing your family. That's like warm connection, compassion, those kind of feelings. And like, I love that feeling. And I think that's how we're meant to be. That's how we're meant to be alive. Like today, I was on the old YouTube classic case, just watching some videos, and I ended up watching some of those random like dog rescue videos of those like nonprofit organizations who go out in big cities and they find and rescue stray dogs. And man, they're really sad to start. Like, the dogs are traumatized and terrified and not healthy. And then you just watch as these people warm up to the dogs and rescue them, and those feelings turn to love. And it's like, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, man. I'm a sensitive dude. I don't know. But like, I love those videos. Like, I just feel love and compassion in that moment. And like, it feels good. It feels right. And as I know that sounds silly, and as silly as it does sound, it just reminds me that those kinds of feelings are the ones that are meant to fill our hearts. That's how we're meant to live, not with like darkness or heaviness or hate inside of us, those kind of feelings. And the Buddha even said something about this once before in one of his writings. He said, hatred does not cease through hatred at any time. Hatred ceases through love. And I think we can, in general, for most part, choose love. We can choose to love or not care. And both are super effective at eliminating hate from your life. And again, knock, knock, it's case, realistic case here. Like, I get that you're not going to just like magically start loving everything and everyone in your life. That frankly, that'd be a little weird and overwhelming for you, for other people. And I don't think that's necessary. You save your love and your compassion for people, for situations that deserve it, who earn it. But be free with it when you make that decision to either love or not care, because it's really empowering to be able to take a step back and say, you know what, actually, I'm going to free myself. I'm not going to care anymore. I'm going to let go. I'm going to forgive. I just don't care. Or to say, you know what, I'm invested here. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to be empathetic. I'm going to listen and be kind. I'm going to love. And I think those are the two most powerful life-affirming choices you can make. And you have complete control over them. And it's through making those choices that you can build a great life for yourself. One that's built through controlling how you react to things that are happening and that will happen. And letting go of the past. Like, this is, I think it's a really cool mindset, because it's like present, future, and past. Like, you can even do this right now. Think of something that is bothering you right now. Think of something that is weighing on you right now. Think of something that you haven't gotten over, someone you haven't been able to forgive, something like that. And then ask yourself, should I love or should I not care? Should I love or should I let go? Should I love or should I move on? Like, try for a moment to make it that simple. And I know it's not that easy, and you can make cases for either, I'm sure. But in this moment, it's like, try to make it that simple. Make that decision, and I think you'll free yourself of the hate that you just naturally harbor, because you haven't asked yourself the question with only those two choices being potential answers. And again, you have to do this often. You have to practice. Like, transformation doesn't happen overnight. Keep this mindset in your back pocket as you navigate the ups and downs of your life, as you navigate the relationships in your life. Be aware that you can make this decision. You can choose where to invest your love or where to simply set yourself free of attaching yourself to a person or energy or a situation or whatever. Like, you can choose to love or to not care. And the more you make decisions from that foundation, the more I think you'll free yourself from hate. And that, to my point, is the way you're meant to be. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope you found this valuable. If you did, I'd love if you'd share it, tag me. I'll reshare it. It really does mean a lot. Let me know what you're thinking on Instagram at case.kenny or Twitter. I'm starting to fire up the Twitter. That's @thecasekenny. And let me know what you're thinking. Again, I really do appreciate you. Appreciate all the support. And until next episode, I'm out.